Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening podcast. It is your host, Colleen. I hope everyone is having a fabulous week and had a fabulous weekend and survived. We have had a lot of astrology energy in this last week. And the little bit I didn't talk about last week on the Weekly Awakening, but I want to talk a little bit about this week. Thank you again, everyone, for all the birthday support. I just turned 33 on Monday, May 24th. If you don't already know, if you follow me on social media, you see it all the time. I'm a Gemini sun, Virgo rising, Virgo moon. So turned 33. Everyone kept saying to me, when they'd ask how old I was, they would say, wow, that's a really lucky number, or, ooh, that's a good number. And it made me feel so good every time I heard it, because it felt like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of good things coming this year. All of that hard work, that karmic hard work, is going to pay off with 33. That is what I felt every time someone said that. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm excited to see what 33 will bring, because after my Saturn return, I climbed and climbed and climbed out of some crazy holes. I know I haven't done it in the last couple episodes, but let's do it right now. Let's take a deep breath, a moment of calmness, a moment of stillness. Let's start this beautiful Saturday out. Oh my God, this beautiful Wednesday out, not Saturday, with a deep breath. So breathe in with me. Hold for 4 seconds. Out and release. Let's do that one more time. Let's breathe in. Let's imagine you breathing in the beautiful, white, calming energy and light around you. Hold. Do one more big breath out and imagine you just releasing anything pent up, any of this full moon, lunar eclipse energy that we're feeling today. Let's release it one more time. Okay, now we can get started again, because I needed to reground and recenter myself. So a lot. I had my birthday. I survived. I had a great time. A lot of family time. A lot of alone time. I took a nap. I went to the dentist. I got a massage. I got a hotel room with my son in the city. Someone, you know, the Capricorn moon made me fettuccine Alfredo. So I really, you know, more importantly, I'm healthy. I'm happy. I survived a pandemic. And I also celebrated being back in the salon. I forgot I didn't get to tell you guys yet because I had just gone back. Honestly, it was like no time had passed. It was so funny. Of course, they are my family. I got back there and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. I don't really have any friends or family outside of the salon. And my coworkers at the salon that I've been with, they know all my crazy and their family, and I trust them and I trust the advice they give back to me, and there's no judgment. So I was like, oh yeah, I miss these people. I miss my community. You know, I loved being with clients one-on-one and doing that. But I mean, these are my other family. And I was like, oh my God, hey. And they just welcomed me back. And it was like no time had passed. I didn't even pre-pack. I showed up that day with all my stuff, put it in and went right to work and came and go. It literally felt like no time had passed. And that's what everyone even said that worked. They're like, Colleen, did you even leave? You know, what happened for the year when you went and found yourself? So jumped right in. It was great. So I'm at Capriati Salon, making it work. I'm excited now to get back into the groove of things there and really incorporate astrology, incorporate the Reiki, incorporate all the things I'm learning and gaining in my spiritual belt, and really kind of formulate with that. So I'm really excited. Again, it's been awesome. Jumped right into it. It's funny. It's like it even more felt like the energetic wormhole. So didn't worry. I'd put no expectations on it, and it was like no time had passed. So I'm really, really grateful for that. I'm grateful, again, that I had a place to go back to, and I'm grateful for all my clients who have been amazing, wonderful support. Amazing. So let's talk real quick about this transit I forgot to bring up last week. Last week, I talked a little bit about Mercury retrograde, which kicks off in a couple of days. And we were feeling that this weekend. We definitely felt some miscommunications. I did this funny TikTok, and it's on my Instagram at the Hair Healer 1111. I stayed at the Logan down in Philadelphia, and this guy, the very next morning, we were getting our pool pass. You know, we had to sign up to go to the pool, and this guy was freaking out. He was like, "Oh my God!" He was like yelling. He was like, "I just want to let you know that this is the worst housekeeping I have ever had in my life." He was like, "I woke up at 6 a.m. and my alarm went off and I am not happy." And of course, I'm side-eyeing him because I can't help it. I'm just watching him like, is this guy really that ridiculous right now? And he looked at me and I said, sir, it's not the housekeeping. It's Mercury retrograde. So don't blame them. I said something along those lines. I say the whole thing on my Instagram. And he just looked at me and I just walked away. I actually hurried up and walked away. I was feeling so spicy. Okay. We had the Mercury square Neptune, and the best way, there's so many ways I want to describe it really quick, but I was driving on 202 in the heart of it, in the heart of this transit. And I saw this truck and I looked over and he was just drinking this beer, right? Horrible idea, but his windows were down. It was like a Miller Lite in a big brown glass bottle, not even trying to hide it. No cup holder, not anything. And I was like, wow, Mercury ruling travel and Neptune ruling escapism, right? And that, and it sort of felt like that's what the energy felt like. It felt like Mercury was drunk all last weekend and things were happening and miscommunications, even being at work. It felt like I was in another world while I was doing hair. There were so many. I also got really spicy. Like I, you know, there's these mainline parent groups. There's a few of them. There's one out here where I live. There's one in the main line. There's one in Westchester. And sometimes they say ridiculous things. They just do. And if you're from this area, the Philadelphia area, you know what I'm talking about when we just say mainline people, that kind of attitude. Okay, normally I just brush it off. I ignore it. It's their own ignorance. They don't understand how other people live in life. And that's definitely not everyone on the main line. So I just want to say that. But it's a decent amount. So sometimes they will express themselves on these groups and say ridiculous things. Most of the time, I just ignore it. But when I'm feeling extra spicy and we have these transits, especially Mercury ones, and me being so Mercury rolled, I get a little spicy too. And I was just saying, not rude, but probably the most sarcastic comments on the most ridiculous post. You know, I just had to. I'm sorry. I had to. I didn't need to. And I did maybe four of them. And then afterwards, I was like, okay, that was funny. And I feel a little better. But now I kind of also feel a little bit like an a-hole. But it also was kind of funny because these people needed to hear it. I won't do that again. That's me acting out. But, you know, it's much better than I used to be 10 years ago. But just like that, when Mercury has these things, I just wanted to. Also, I talked about the illusions. Even in my own life, I had on the main heart of it on Thursday last week, I had an illusion, right? That, or a disillusion all of a sudden, or an illusion be revealed to me. Oh my God, that is the truth. I didn't know that. So there was a lot of that energy on top of Mercury retrograde starting. We had Saturn retrograde starting and we got this moving up to this eclipse. So there was a lot of misfiring, miscommunication, and definitely I was not alone feeling that Mercury energy. So let's talk about this lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, Jupiter sign. Normally, for those of you that are wondering, the full moon is a big time, right? It's accumulation. It's the ending of something. It's the full circle, closing it out, right? This is coming true. This is the ending and the new beginning. Now, when we have that, it is like a full moon on steroids, right? When there's the eclipses, the moon is on steroids. It's amplified. Eclipses happen four times a year. And depending on what sign they are, you know, what aspects they have are the level of intensity, but it's definitely much more intense than just your average full moon or your average new moon, which is the new moon is the solar eclipse. It's just your average. So there's oftentimes the yearly theme kicking off in that. And so let's look back. We had the last one, but we had a solar eclipse in Sagittarius back in December. And so first, look what whole sign house to Sagittarius rule. For me, it's my fourth house. That rules family, roots, property, moving. I looked back at the last time we had these eclipses in Sagittarius and Gemini, which was 10 years ago. And it was actually when I was really bad into my drugs and phase. And I actually left this one apartment. And I was kind of, that began my homelessness, actually, for a few months. And we're living in trap houses, friends' houses, this, someone's couch, and that shook all of this up. I'm not going to get into that full detail, but there's a little bit more that happened during that time. This is a much more positive aspect. Jupiter's much happier right now, so we're going to look at that right now. Let's jump right in. Jupiter is super happy in Pisces. It's one of its home signs. Things are good there. We are having this eclipse in Jupiter's sign of Sagittarius. So we are going to get a new renewed sense of faith, right? Or sense of faith in something, right? Especially if you feel like you were losing your faith. Let's say you had it in work. Let's say Sagittarius rules your 10th house of career. And you have just been trying and you feel like, okay, I know that my break in this career is around the corner. I know it's around their corner, right? It's there, it's have. With this eclipse, there might be somewhere where you actually find that break. And then you have that restored faith, that restored joy into something, that belief like, oh my God, I'm at the light at the end of the tunnel. This is why I held on. This is why I held on to this faith. That is very moon and Sag, right? And things coming to that, like, oh wow, I can believe in this thing. Or, you know, same thing, things that we maybe have been praying for, maybe some things that we need to see are going to come alive. There are still going to be endings with this, but again, with Jupiter being kind of happy, it's not going to be as hard of endings. And more with Jupiter ruling growth and expansion, there's going to be sort of like an ending and then a beautiful new kind of like instant beginning, right? Like one of those and boom, brand new. I mean, there is a new beginning that launches from every single ending, but this is going to be a big one. This is going to be one that kicks off for the next 6 months of your life. So you're going to find, you know, and also to kind of look at it, I feel like with this eclipse, we're going to see, especially with the work that we've put in since the last Sagittarius eclipse back in December, we're going to see the prize at the end. You know, like, oh my God, there's that big prize. Finally, that's what I was working towards. That is going to be like that. The growth, the hard work, all that stuff will pay off. Okay. So there's some new beautiful things beginning, a big new cycle, but it's coming on a big new ending. But I don't think these endings are going to be, you know, it's going to be too hard. The general energy, though, will feel a little bit crazy. I think, you know, I think we feel amplified with this full moon in general, we do. But in Sagittarius sign of expansion, it's almost like it's expansion and it's a solar eclipse. So it's almost like, we're feeling it so intensely in every aspect, our mind, body, and soul right now. And then it will pass. We also got Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde, which began on the 23rd, which was Sunday. And what happens? Everyone's like, Saturn retrograde. I feel like Saturn retrograde, it's kind of funny because you know why you don't hear a lot about Saturn retrograde. Saturn itself is a scary planet, right? It's not, it brings, you know, oftentimes it is a malefic planet and it brings loss, death, seriousness, discipline, wisdom born of hardships and limitations. But when it's retrograde, it's oftentimes working opposite. Like it's bringing those rewards. And I talked a little bit about it last week, but when it goes retrograde, there's almost like reversals. If we had some of that hard karma, if we've had things not go our way, it's almost reversed. All of a sudden, that restriction is let go of. And if we, you know, and things are reversed versus the last Saturn retrograde, things that happened there may be reversed during this Saturn retrograde. I have to look that up. I wish I would have. I'm trying to remember when the last Saturn retrograde was. I guess it must have been some point last year. But nevertheless, we're going to experience the rewards of our karma, good or bad. I talk about this all the time. We have to accept that we have both. And there's something that my teacher, Achyut Dibhava, Nightlight Astrology, had said last week in one of his talks. I think it was on Mercury Neptune. I wrote it down. It stuck with me. I also am supposed to repeat what he said last week that I had wrote down a paper from months ago, but I just realized I left that paper up there. But what he had said last week, are you guys ready for this little nugget of wisdom? We take on the karma of those that we dwell on, those that we think about, those that we obsess about. We are taking on their karma. When he said that, I was like, whoa, it just hit me, right? Because we don't think that. We think about taking on people's energy and we think about that. But part of that energy, what's coming with that energy is karma. So if you have someone you don't like or maybe you do like or you're just confused, whatever, but you're sort of constantly thinking about them in not healthy way, you're taking on their karma. You're dwelling on that. So think about that with Saturn retrograde, you know, during this time, really pay attention and focus on your karma. Every single thing that we do has a reaction. Every action has what is it Einstein? Don't laugh at me if you're laughing at me. I think it's Einstein. Every action has an equal reaction. There's another word in there I'm missing, but as we know, it really, really does. So we can take this as a lesson. Take anything. If we had some not so great karma, it's going to come back during this time so we can learn about it. Vice versa, that good stuff is coming around too. Those rewards are coming around. Saturn retrograde brings major, major rewards too. But how can we learn that? We will never be perfect. Part of our karma is always evolving to the best version of ourselves. And we take little karma, we take big karma. You know, over the years, I've even stopped killing bugs because I realized how much they are part of us and started to think about the karma of maybe just killing bugs. Some of you might be like, okay, Colleen, what? But really sit and think with that. So focus, say, hey, okay, Saturn retrograde is getting ready to kick off. It is kicked off. My karma reckoning season is coming. So how can I check my karma? What am I doing daily, right? Do I have a spiritual practice? Do I try to be genuine? Do I come from a good place in my heart? Do I try to wake up every day, right? How are my encounters one-on-one, you know? Just flipping someone off and saying, F you. Right? When you're driving, which I can still sometimes be guilty of, that's the number one way I know I'm not in a good place when I wake up in the morning. If I already have that, I normally don't. That is putting out bad karma, believe it that or not. Even though you're mad and you think it has nothing to do with it, that, those tiny little steps, everything has a reaction, you know? Then the next thing we know, we're experiencing the next day someone flipping us off and changing our day and telling us to F you. Right? And there's so many different examples of karma, good, bad, and the ugly. But how are you showing up every day for your life? Are you doing the right things, trying your hardest? And again, we're not perfect, but it's also important if you do mess up to right your wrongs, to not just say sorry, but to figure out how to do it better the next time. You know, so take this Saturn retrograde and say, okay, what am I learning? Where is my karma going? What is going to happen? Again, Saturn retrograde usually is much better sometimes than I think a regular, you know, there's some other, going to be some other Saturn retrograde transits that are going to be tough with this. But in general, the rewards are coming, you know, reversals are coming. Some things that seemed like they were limited or restricted will start to free itself. So I think there's going to be a lot of good stuff. Again, we got this eclipse. Some endings, but some pretty fast beginnings, or the ending is going to move out of the ending is going to create, right? Whatever force or whatever mass of energy that's stuck, it's going to blast it open, and then the new beginning is going to instantly happen in that sort of way. If that makes sense, if that helps everyone. Whew. I can feel it. I'm going to do a separate one. I'm going to hopefully post later this week or the next day all about Mercury retrograde, because that baby is kicking off. And Mercury retrograde, it's funny. That's what I kept thinking about. Mercury retrograde starting for my birthday. I got this cold sore on my lip. It was all kinds of crazy things. But the best thing to know about Mercury retrograde, and I'll talk about it more in the next video, is it teaches you patience. It teaches you flexibility. It teaches you, you know, plan A, B, C, or D. And those lessons are so important, right? You want to be flexible in life because that's all we have is this moment. And why we get so upset, why we have anxiety, why we have stress is because we can't handle when the next moment, the plan changes or something changes. So take this time and say, hey, it's teaching me mobility, flexibility in life. And those are very, very important lessons. And those are some very important things to get through. Whew, 33. That's our astrology for this week, except for the next episode, which will be all about Mercury retrograde. But 33. I want to share a quick story. It's funny that I had with Remy this weekend. And I'll finish with this story. Kids, it's weird. 5 is an age where they're starting to understand and respect their boundaries, right? And different from when I was growing up, kids have boundaries, right? And we respect them for the most part in a healthy manner. I did make a funny TikTok video about it, but Remy has become a germaphobe. And I don't know if it was necessarily because of COVID or if it's always in him because of his astrology, which I think that too, especially a Capricorn moon, right? They like to restrict things. They like to keep their own stuff, right? their space, their world, their stuff. So he doesn't like to share his food. And he's a Taurus and Taurus rising. And I'm used to just taking whatever I want and eating it. And when they're young, they don't care. They don't pay attention. And again, five kids are starting to express their boundaries. We went down to the Logan. I got us some ginger ales. And of course, I took a sip of his too. I don't know which one was which. And I was taking a shower and he came busting in. He said, "Mommy, did you take a sip of my ginger ale?" And I said, "What? Yeah, a little bit, but you had your own." And it actually turned into a little bit of a meltdown. And then we calmed down. That was a Taurus. I made a joke. I said, "Oh," I was like, "Well, that's what I want to do. So I'm going to do it." Now I won't, because I'm respecting his boundaries. And I can see that, oh, wait, this is real. He really is serious about this and not sharing his food and not sharing his stuff. It's weird. Kids are weird in that. Like, they're not weird. They are weird, but they're amazing. But all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, how did you become like me to now you're your own person, if that makes sense? And now you understand your place in the world. And now you want to hide your food. And now your Capricorn moon wants to come out and your Taurus rising, you know? Just kidding. The kids are fabulous. Everyone's fabulous. You know, you are fabulous if you woke up today. If you're healthy, you got food in the refrigerator, you have your electricity, and your bills are paid, your life is literally better than half of the people in this world right now. So practice gratitude, be happy. You know, that's my favorite spiritual principle is gratitude. That is what helps ground me and brings me back to life. I hope everyone has a fabulous, fabulous day. Again, thank you all for the beautiful birthday wishes. I got so many. I'm so lucky. Thank you for all the birthday love. Thank you for the podcast love. If you want to reach out, please reach out to me at thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Go to just my Facebook page. I'm just posting everything on Colleen Dixon. Honestly, look me up. Colleen Dixon Facebook page or Instagram at thehairhealer1111. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Love you all and goodbye. Thank you.